welcome, and thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church podcast. We are so glad that you're joining us today. For today's podcast, we continue our Nothing Will series through the book of Romans, and today's teaching is entitled Authentic Faith. So prepare your hearts for an encouraging and uplifting and challenging message from God. Enjoy, and God bless.
Romans chapter 4, verse 13. For the promise that he, Abraham, would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For if those who are of the law are heirs, faith is made void and the promise made of no effect. Because the law brings about wrath. For where there is no law, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations, according to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him, who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses, and was raised because of our justification. Well, today I'm excited to speak to you about authentic faith. Authentic faith. So we continue this series through the book of Romans entitled Nothing Will. We've been learning some things from Romans, I think that really makes the gospel simple. And even faith itself is simple, especially when that faith is authentic. Authentic. The word authentic means something that is real or genuine, and not something that is copied or false. You see, God does not want you to copy what you see in someone else's life if it's not something that is authentic or something that is genuine in you. He does not want you just to go through the motion of living and of worshiping him and serving him if what you offer up does not come from a place that is real and genuine. And every aspect of our life with God must be authentic. The word authentic speaks to something that is authentic is something that conforms to facts. Therefore, it can be trusted or relied upon. Authentic faith is real. It's genuine. It's not copied or false. It is a faith that believes God's word, regardless of the situation or the condition that you may be facing. And that's really going to be my emphasis today. You got to believe God's word. No matter what your condition looks like, no matter what your situation looks like, no matter what is before you that's telling you something different. Authentic faith is you trusting what God has said, even when what you see, what you feel, of what you know in the natural is speaking something else. Because what God has said is real. Authentic faith does not pretend, but it believes. And I want you to hold on to that thought, because we're going to come back to that in just a moment. Today we're going to take a closer look at Abraham, our father of faith, to gain a better understanding of what it means, please hear me, to walk by faith and not by sight. Abraham is a perfect example of what that means. You know, in last week's message, old school faith, Paul asked the question in Romans 4:1, what then shall we say that Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh? And we learned that what Abraham found was that righteousness is imputed by God, not earned by man. That word impute means to throw on, to credit to your account, to give or to impart it to you. That is how that's how we are made righteous. It is imparted to us by God because of our faith, not because of what we do. Not only did Abraham discover this about God, but Paul said David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from the law. In today's text, Paul begins to teach us, he teaches us the promises about the promises of God, that those promises are also granted and not earned. Faith in God is a result when we cease trying to do something by our own effort and trust God to do it for us. We must come to that place where we stop trying to make something happen. Stop trying to cause something to happen. And just simply believe God for what he said was going to happen. Faith is an attitude. Or faith takes an attitude that is exactly opposite of trusting in yourself. Faith takes an attitude that is exactly the opposite of trusting in your ability or in your good works as a means of justification or as a means of getting what God has promised. Simple. Faith knows that only by the grace of God are we saved. Only by the grace of God are we accepted into God's family. And only by the grace of God do we receive what God has promised. Please hear me. When you see your problems or your challenges, whatever they may be, as being greater than God, you diminish the value of God in your life. Isn't that a good statement? Wish I could say I thought of it myself, but I didn't. I got it from Josh. He was talking about this message, and he made this statement. I said, that's good. So let me write that down. When you see your problem as being greater than God, you diminish the value of God in your life. You also minimize what your faith can produce if you make your problems bigger than God. If you make your problems bigger than God, you minimize what your faith can produce. But authentic faith creates a balanced perspective of God and the challenges of life. A balanced perspective. Authentic faith does not ignore the realities of life. Authentic faith does not cause us to deny something that we may be dealing with. I want you to take a moment and think about a challenge or a problem that you may be facing right now. Just think about it. Is there something in your life that you're facing? It may be health. It may be financial. It may be a challenge with your children or your boss at work. Maybe it's an unruly neighbor, or maybe it's an ex-spouse that is just hell-bent on making your life miserable. Maybe your challenge is mental, and by that I mean you find yourself fighting thoughts, ideas, and feelings that are not good. Maybe your challenge is spiritual, and you find yourself engaged in constant spiritual warfare. Or maybe it's something else. But if there is some challenge in your life that you're having to deal with right now, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Just raise it and keep it up. I want you to look around this room. Keep your hand up and just look around the room. Look around the room, God. Most everyone's hand is up. Everybody, huh? I wanted you to see that because it's important to understand that we're in this together. It's important to understand that you're not walking through what you're walking through on your own. And the rest of us, we've got it together. Okay? Because you notice my hand was up. I have challenges just like you. I have problems just like you. But in the midst of whatever we are facing, it's important to maintain a balanced perspective as we deal with those obstacles or those challenges that are there. Because when your perspective is balanced, you then know the proper way to show forth faith in God. When your perspective in life is balanced, you know how to believe God while not ignoring the challenges or pretending that they do not exist. Your perspective is right when you recognize they're the problem. But at the same time, you choose to believe what God has said, even in the midst of whatever that problem is. Too many Christians believe they have to pretend that they do not have a problem, even though that problem is as big as day. As if ignoring it or denying its existence will make the problem somehow disappear. That's not biblical. Pretending a problem doesn't exist is not faith. Please forgive me for saying this, but it's stupidity. Is that right? Is that right? It's not faith. Because faith recognizes a problem. Faith presents that problem to God. Faith acknowledges God in the face of that problem. And faith declares his truth and his promise as the greater and final word on the subject, whatever it may be. Faith does not ignore. Faith does not pretend. Faith says, I have this problem, but I know God. I know what God's word says about it. And I'm going to believe God's word. I'm not going to ignore this. I'm going to believe God's word. So we have to learn how to do that, how to balance life in that way. That is what we see in the life of Abraham. Abraham didn't claim to be someone that he was not. Abraham did not pretend he was not an old man. Please hear me. Because God said he was going to have a son. Abraham did not go searching for the fountain of youth. Because God said he was going to have a son. He just took God at his word. God made Abraham a promise that he would be the heir of the world. A promise not made through the law, but through the righteousness of the faith. A promise that he'd be the father of many nations and that the entire world would be blessed through him. God promised Abraham that his seed, his offspring, would be as the stars of the sky and as the sand of the sea. And listen, even at the age of almost 100 years old, Abraham still held on to what God had promised. You see, for some of you, your turnaround moment is going to be you coming to the realization that you can't give up. You can't stop believing. You may have believed for 2 years, yes, or 5 years, or 10 years. God made Abraham the promise that he would be the father of many nations when he was 75 years old. And here he is, almost 100 years old, and guess what? Still no baby. Still no baby. God, I'm not getting any younger down here. And God, neither is my wife. But he held on to what God had promised. Paul writes in Romans 4:16 that it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only those who are of the law, but also those who are of the faith of Abraham. And Paul explains in these verses that Abraham believed God, and it was his belief alone that pleased the Lord. Abraham was declared righteous by God based solely on his faith. We're all saved by grace, God's grace. We receive what God has promised through his grace as we stand in faith, even as our father Abraham did. That is how we're justified. It is not by loving God or by doing good that saves us. Neither is it by faith plus love or faith plus good works. We're saved only through faith in Jesus Christ, only by trusting him to forgive all of our sins. And we receive the promises of God only by believing that the work of Jesus is finished, and that everything God promised has been provided for us through that finished work of Jesus. Everything. God told Abraham he'd be the father of many nations and the entire world will be blessed through him. And this promise was fulfilled in Jesus. The promise that the entire world is going to be blessed through you, Abraham, was fulfilled through Jesus, who was Abraham, who was of Abraham's lineage. He was the seed of Abraham. He came to save the world because God does not want anyone excluded from what he has promised. Not anyone. So listen, it does not matter where you've come from. It does not matter what you look like. It does not matter what the color of your skin may be. When it comes to God's promises, all that matters is, will you believe? Will you believe? Faith in God puts us all on the same playing field. One's social status or their financial holdings or their spiritual gifting does not qualify them above another. We just have to be like Abraham, who believed God, and his faith was accounted to him. It was credited to his account by God. Abraham's situation, in the natural, looked hopeless. His natural condition and the natural condition of his wife did not support them producing a child. Yet that is exactly what they did. Why? Because Abraham believed God instead of his circumstances. He did not pretend to be a young man. He did not pretend that he was married to this young 20-some or 30-some. I want to be careful what I say because I don't want to offend anybody. You know what I mean. You know what I mean, Garrett? All right. He didn't pretend. He didn't pretend that Sarah was still in the prime stage of baby producing. But he acknowledged his condition. He acknowledged the condition of Sarah, and he believed God anyway. That's authentic faith. A faith that believes, not pretend. A faith that knows God would do what he said. Authentic faith believes God will fulfill what he has promised, regardless of what the situation may look like out there. Abraham's life was filled with challenges. It was filled with obstacles, just like your life. He suffered failure just like you suffer failure. He had setbacks just like you have setbacks. But he never stopped believing God. He never stopped believing that God was going to do what God promised to do. Instead of stopping believing because of the challenges or because of the obstacles, Abraham allowed his faith to be strengthened by what he faced. And his life became an example of faith in action. Because faith not only believes, but authentic faith produces what God has promised. If Abraham had looked at himself, if he looked at Sarah, if he depended upon what they could do to bring to pass what God had promised, he would have given up in despair. Because everything in the natural told him that what God had promised was not possible. Do you hear me? Everything in the natural said to Abraham, what God, and listen, don't you think that your natural conditions won't speak to you? Don't you think that the enemy won't use your natural conditions to speak to you, to lie to you, to get you to believe something other than what God has said? He will make you look at things and, I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how I could do this. He did not allow what he saw in himself to cause him to stop believing God. He did not allow the situations before him, the problems, the conditions, to cause him to stop believing what God had promised. But just like you and I, let me get real. Just like you and I, every day, when we look at life, when we look at the challenges that are before us, we have a decision to make. Abraham was in the same boat. I have a decision to make. Am I going to believe what God said to me, even as an old man, that this body and that body is going to produce a baby? Do I devalue God based on what I see with my eyes? Do I devalue the faithfulness of God to do what he has, what he said he would do based on what I see? Do I believe God? Or do I believe my circumstances? Wow. Do I believe God? Or do I believe what my circumstances are saying to me? Do I believe what the enemy is speaking to me? We face the same choices, church. We face the same challenges. Therefore, we should look to Abraham as our example. He did not deny his or Sarah's natural conditions, but he believed in God's ability to overcome those conditions by calling those things that didn't exist as though they did. Listen to what Paul said in Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Please notice this verse does not say that God calls those things that are as though they do not exist. I'm going to say that again. Paul did not say that God calls those things that are real, those things that are there, those problems, those challenges, whatever they may be, God does not look at that and say it's not there. It's not what this verse says. Because that would be pretending. And God is not a pretender. And we shouldn't be either. But God calls those things which do not exist as though they do exist. In other words, God calls forth from the unseen world what is needed, what was needed for Abraham and Sarah to produce a child, though they were well beyond the natural age of childbearing. That is totally different from pretending. Yet how many people pretend something doesn't exist? How many people deny the realities of life? How many people pretend instead of believe, thinking that by pretending, they're walking in faith? Huh? How many people pretend something doesn't exist? How many people deny the realities of life? How many people pretend instead of believe, thinking that that is faith? Faith is not pretending. Faith is believing. Just simply believing what God has said. Authentic faith pleases God. Because instead of denying obstacles and challenges that are present, it declares that God is greater than those obstacles. That's the kind of faith God would have us walk in. That's the kind of faith that Abraham had. He did not deny the realness of his problem, but he acknowledged it. And then he released the faith needed to overcome it. Authentic faith does not pretend or deny. But listen, please hear me. Authentic faith creates. It creates. It calls those things that do not exist as if they do. Authentic faith reaches into the unseen world and gets the promises of God and brings them to the real world that we're in, and you begin to walk in what God has promised. Even in the midst of all this going on, even in the midst of that child that's giving you hell, that boss, that sickness, that financial challenge, whatever it may be, none of those things changes who God is. An authentic faith simply believes that what God has said, God will do. That is what Abraham did. Authentic faith does not deny that there is sickness in the body, but it declares that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. That's authentic faith. Authentic faith does not deny that I have a financial need, but it acknowledges that God promises to meet all of my needs in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to deny that I have this problem. I'm just going to believe that God's bigger than this problem. That's authentic faith. Let's stop pretending, church, and let's start believing. Authentic faith does not deny there's a mountain before us. It simply believes that God's going to take that thing right out of my way. Because what God's called me to do, I'm going to do it. And nothing's going to stop me from getting what God has for me. That's the kind of faith God's called us to. And listen, when you get that kind of faith in you, your situation will turn around. God said this is a turnaround moment for some of you. You're going to see things differently. You're going to see life differently. You're going to receive the promises of God like never before because of your authentic faith. Authentic faith does not lose hope when it looks like there is nothing to hope for. Listen, Paul said in Romans 4:18 that contrary to hope, Abraham in hope believed. And he became the father of many nations. Now listen to what this means. Contrary to hope means contrary to ordinary human expectations or belief. Contrary to everything my eyes are telling me. Contrary to that. In hope. In hope. Listen, in hope. In hope is to have the expectation that God will do what he has promised, no matter what it looks like. He will do it, brother, no matter what it looks like. Contrary to hope, you must be in hope. Contrary to what your natural situation is telling you, you must believe what God is saying. Contrary to hope, be in hope. Hope in God. Not in yourself, brother. Not in yourself, Miss Nan, but in God. Have faith in God. Because contrary to what your situations look like, God has a promise for you. God has a word for you. God has a faith for you that you've not yet tapped into. This is a turnaround moment for some of you. You're going to stop pretending. You can't change something if you pretend it's not there. You can't change it. But you must be authentic, and that means you must be real. I don't serve a make-believe God. I don't serve a pretend God, but I serve a God who's real. And no matter what my situation look like, I know my God's bigger. I know my God will come through. I know my God's word is true. I know what my God has promised I can have. And it doesn't matter what my situation look like. It doesn't matter how difficult things may be. I'm going to choose to believe God in spite of what I see. I'm going to choose to believe God. Contrary to hope, I'm going to remain in hope. Contrary to what I see in the natural, I'm going to believe what God has said. And I'm not going to pretend that I don't have a problem. I'm going to simply call those things that be not as though they were. And in the midst of my problem, I'm going to give what God has for me. Romans 4:19 through 21 says, not being weak in faith, Abraham did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old, Neither did he consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. At 100 years old, and with a wife who had a dead womb, Abraham still believed that he would have a son. Oh my God. Do you hear that? 100 years old, a wife with a dead womb, yet he still believed that he was going to have a son, because God said, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. And out of your womb, Abraham, is going to come the seed, the promise for all of mankind. Yes. Abraham did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully convinced that what God had promised, God was also able to perform. He did not consider his own body. He did not consider the condition of Sarah as being a hindrance. Listen to me. He did not consider those things to be a hindrance to what God had promised him.
Amen.
He didn't
Amen.
Look at what he could
yes,
do.
He did. Yes. Hallelujah.
Can't hinder God. Can't hinder God. I'm an old man, but that can't hinder you, God. My wife has a dead womb, but that can't hinder you, God.
Amen.
He did not deny that they were old people. Abraham did not pretend that in the natural there was no problem to overcome. Instead, he looked to God. He obeyed God. Listen, he looked to God. He obeyed God. And he waited for God to fulfill his word. That is authentic faith. Believing what God has said, no matter how big the problem before you may be, and waiting, expecting God to do what he said he was gonna do. Stand to your feet this morning. God said, turnaround moment. I'm telling you, some of you about to have a turnaround moment. You're about to have a turnaround moment. You're about to have a turnaround moment. Listen, and please hear me when I'm going to say this. This does not mean that all of a sudden your problems are going to go away. This just means that all of a sudden God's going to show up in the midst of your problem. And if you just believe, if you just have faith, if you just hold on, you will get exactly what God said he was going to give you. Amen. Amen.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to the Restoration Foursquare Church podcast. We hope you were encouraged and empowered by today's message. If you would like more information about our church, or if you would like to simply submit a prayer request, please visit our website at www.r4sq.org. We pray you have a great week, and God bless.